Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Vermette and Ron Lee. Michelle is the Senior Vice President of Commercial and International Business with Mohawk, and Ron Lee is Executive Director with the Resource Commercial Flooring Network. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp.
Good to be here.
All right. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Wanted to talk to you because you're in the news on Floor Daily, and you guys have just formed a new alliance. Wanted to have you give us some details about that. Ron, why don't you tell us a little bit about your news?
Well, again, Kemp, Happy New Year to you. We're very excited with the opportunity that our strategic alliance with Mohawk brings to our group. Our group is now 16 years old, and we always look for ways to make sure that the floor covering contractor stays viable in the supply chain and stays profitable. And as we looked around the industry for soft surface providers, the name that came up consistently from our memberships is the Mohawk Group. And we started speaking to them a while ago, and it's taken a very slow and steady path to getting our core values aligned and culminating in this relationship that started on January 2nd. So we couldn't be more pleased with that. I think it really positions us to have the absolute top group of suppliers where our network is rounded out now from all levels.
Okay, Ron, let me just fill in for those people that are listening that might not know. Obviously, Resource is a group of commercial flooring contractors that focus on the mostly contract side of the business. You're large enough to have members, I think, in all of the major markets. So you've just announced that Mohawk has become, I guess now, your largest vendor partner in the organization, right?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, we're very pleased that the Dowell Tile division of Mohawk has been a partner with us for almost 4 years now. So the addition of the other flooring divisions of Mohawk, particularly the soft side, really rounds out the full benefits of the Mohawk Corporation.
Okay, Ron, and as you were making this decision, what was the motivation behind tapping Mohawk as the large soft surface partner?
When you look at the industry, Kemp, and look at those organizations that have consistently provided quality products and representation and style and design and serving all the market segments, and a large organization that has all the wherewithal to survive the challenging times that we're in, just a couple choices that are there, and Mohawk certainly comes to the top of our list. And what really kind of pushed it over the top for us is the long, long history of support of the professional flooring contractor and their go-to-market strategy, which includes companies like belonging to our group.
Okay. And Michelle, the same question for you. What was the motivation behind deciding to form this alliance with Resource?
Well, as Ron mentioned, there's a long history for Mohawk of supporting the independent commercial contractor, and really what taking this new role starting in April, that's one thing when we decided to raise our commitment. And when Ron approached us, we just thought it was a great fit with the values they have and the values we have regarding training, financial stability, sustainability, and just the way of realizing projects in a collaborative way, in a supportive way. And really, we think the professional commercial contractor is critical to the realizing great projects. And really, a group like Resources is one that we want to be associated with.
I might mention, too, Michelle, that you guys are all in when it comes to the two major commercial contractor networks. You're, I guess, the largest soft surface member with Starnet. And now with this decision, you become the largest soft surface partner with Resource, right?
We are. And I think that's it fits well what we're trying to do, and you may be aware we raised our commitment to Starnet earlier this year the same way, in a different way, but really the same type of commitment to meet their needs. And really, to your point, we are there to support these organizations. We believe they have tremendous value for the industry, and that's who we want to be associated with. They have the same values. And it's a positive, I think, for everybody involved.
Yeah, I think it's important. Most listeners realize that we don't sell necessarily a product. We sell, you know, an installed floor. So that makes what Resource stands for a pretty important component to the mix, doesn't it?
It is. It's critical. Their knowledge, their commitment to have a project done well, on time, on budget, with the right quality is critical. And make sure that you have also great connectivity between the manufacturer and the installation provider is critical, and really those are the people that we want to be associated with.
Actually, Michelle, this is the first time you've been on Floor Daily since you've taken this role. I know with Mohawk you were in charge of their international sales. Now you've a pretty major responsibility with Mohawk now, don't you?
I get to have a little bit of fun with Mohawk, yeah. I get to get involved in a lot of things, yes.
Well, let me just ask both of you one at a time what your outlook is for 2012. Ron, what are your members thinking? How are they doing? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Kent, we, as of this afternoon, just completed a series of our network calls, which we really, for our group, it was very exciting. We reviewed 2011 and looked into the crystal ball and said, where will 2012 go, including the announcement for our new partner, Mohawk. And we believe, and certainly our preferred partners that we've had discussions with, that it's going to look very much like 2011. I think there'll be a lot of market share shifts that are out there. The concerns we have, or if the economy heats up too much, I think we're going to see a huge rise in raw material costs and restart up. If it goes too slow, then we're really struggling a little bit. But our 11, by the way, was very good. You know, one of the responsibilities we have as an organization is to push as much business through our preferred suppliers as possible, and I'm pleased to announce in most cases we were double-digit with every one of them, so we're very positive from that perspective. But there's not a lot of new business in the industry. Matter of fact, what I guess I've realized is units are down, prices are flat, which means that price increase, so we haven't moved a lot. So we're thinking flat, but we intend on growing with market share shift.
Well, I hope we get a little bit of growth. You know, I interviewed Kermit Baker the other day, and he was talking about the Architectural Billing Index, and it's up well over 50 now. So I think that's good news. I know that's very forward, because once you start making plans, it's a long time before you get the floors in, but at least he was a little optimistic, or more so than he had been.
Well, we see that, too. I mean, we do see activity in our design firms that we call on, but to your point, it's 9 to 12 months before that realized to an order for the manufacturer or the flooring contractor. So perhaps late in 12, and if we get the kind of news that we've gotten for the last quarter of 2011, you know, we've had a nice uptick. We'd like to see that continue.
And Michelle, what's your outlook for 2012?
I think that, to Ron's point, there'll be some choppiness out there, just like we experienced this past year. I think depending on what our government officials do or don't do, I think that will impact the conditions that we have. But I'm probably a little more optimistic than Ron in certain ways. I think there is certain things selling out. The pendulum, if I had to swing, I would be a little more on the optimistic side than the pessimistic side. I think we're finally bottoming out in housing. Pricing are still coming down on the residential side, but they're stabilizing. Unemployment is stabilizing. So they're definitely, the arrow is pointing up in my mind a little more than it's pointing down. So I'm optimistic for 2012. I don't expect anything great, but I actually expect to have some nice opportunities out there.
And the first time that you guys get together in a big way, I guess Ron's going to be at your spring meeting. And this year, I believe it's on the eastern side of the country. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's upcoming at the Evergreen Conference Center in Stone Mountain, Georgia on March 21st through the 24th, and we're excited about that also. We go east-west, as you know, Kemp. You were out in San Francisco with us last March, and coming back east again, and particularly at kind of all of our home base of Atlanta, we're very excited, and we'll have some great attendance there. We are really focusing this year's meeting on connections and relationships, and I think it's really important to have our partners in one place for a number of days and to interact and share. So we're going to be light on the training and learning and more on the conversation and connections.
Okay, great. Well, again, it's good to have you guys with us today, and I wish you the best in your new alliance. Again, we've been talking to Michelle Vermette, who's Senior Vice President of Commercial International with Mohawk, and Ron Lee, who's Executive Director with Resource. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.